The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
Oh, mate, and this bloke is a genuine legend of the South West Football League.
Superstar.
He's done it all, and he's still heading towards that magic 200 mark.
Oh.
So we talked to Guy Pickett a little bit late, so we thought we'd bring this bloke in a bit earlier
Good thinking.
We don't miss it.
Good thinking.
And Dave Newman. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for taking the phone call. It is fair to say that the last couple of weeks have been very good for HBL. Back-to-back wins. Very good win last week against, obviously, a lot of people saying depleted Collie Eagles. But you're inside the top five and looking pretty nice right now.
Yeah, no, we're ticking the boxes the last couple of weeks. We had a few down weeks and lost a couple in a row. And, yeah, got back to winning and playing the right footy that we want to.
It seems like the footy's been shared around a fair bit as well. I mean, there's no one that seems to be ultra-dominating right now.
No, we, just do it all as a team. So we don't not worry who gets the best or who kicks all the goals. It's just a matter of getting 4 points, really.
Now, mate, you're heading towards that magical 200 game.
Straight into it, all right.
What has your attitude to training and all that, or your passion for the game, changed over those years?
Don't think it's changed at all. I still, passion-wise, I love playing footy and love the club and love just being around the group. But, yeah, it's obviously got harder as you get older to train-wise, and living in Perth is not the easiest way to get to training. But I it's always been an accomplishment that will always be looked when I finish playing. But yeah, no, I still love playing. Still will, do everything to get over the 200.
Surely at 198 games, you're allowed to go to the club. Look, I don't need to train tonight. Everything's fine by now.
I like going down, even just to have a kick or a chat, or just having a couple of beers with the boys is always worth driving down.
Team
Atlas. Do you tailor your training though as you move into a bit of a different phase?
Definitely. Yeah. Try to, a lot more Monday to Sunday night baths when I get home, a lot more looking after the body. So a lot more care than I did in the early days.
Cranny, what you're trying to say is you're sort of sugarcoating the word old, aren't you?
No.
Dave is not old.
What I'm trying to get across, a lot of these players come through, and I'm sure Dave will agree with me, because they've trained at 100 mile an hour
absolutely.
In their early careers, they find it very difficult to chill it back a little bit to as you played a few more games. Would I be right there, mate?
Yeah, and does that help then with in terms of trying to look after your body in terms of injuries then in that case? Because you know that you can't go the same full pelt that you were at, say, 23, 24.
Yeah, you definitely obviously know your limits now. So, yeah, you don't obviously... You've got to stretch and warm up instead of just launching into a few early kicks at training. So I'll leave that to the younger group. But, yeah, definitely, got to pull back at a few things. Body doesn't agree, but the mind thinks I can still do it.
Now, mate, this is a bit of a different one. The rules have changed since you very first started. What's been the worst change of rule that you've come across in your time playing?
Worst change of rule?
Yeah, umpires, the league rules?
Careful, we're talking to an umpire soon. You've got to be careful about it.
I've got one in the back of my head. I was just wondering whether Dave had one that he thought, that's a strange rule.
No, I haven't. No, nothing really affecting. Nothing that's really come into it.
What's yours, Grady?
Not that third man up where you've got to talk to the umpire. It's got to say, are you ready to go up? Can you put your hand up?
The selection.
That doesn't really affect me. That's obviously
you're not entirely getting that high.
No, I don't really get off the ground to be a third man up, so that doesn't affect me. But that is that probably be a one for the ruckman for sure, or midfielders.
Yeah, that was a bit out there, mate.
I like it when
it's
you
just
go
a little pet hate of mine.
I like it when you go a bit Marsh and Craney. There's nothing wrong with that, all right?
Now, you've played in many successful sides, mate. Have you got one year that stands out and goes, well, that was an absolute ripper?
Early days, 2007, going through undefeated was obviously a dream year, and obviously caught up with everyone last year at the reunion, and obviously did it the 2010, did it the opposite way, and hard to fight hard for it, but they've all been the same, and enjoyed all of it, so can't really put my finger on either one of them, but had a lot of years, even when we were down, I still enjoyed playing, and it was a good atmosphere around the club.
How many of those players or at the reunion in 2007 are still running around?
What have we got? There's two. There's Matty Bicknell's down in Boyer Brook, and obviously myself. And that'd be the only two that I'd still, unless there's a few blokes I don't know about playing amateurs up in Perth, but yeah.
Hey, you've got all the tricky questions tonight, mate.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just going back to that 2010 premiership, because a lot of people remember that you guys were seventh, I think, at about the halfway point. You ended up finishing fifth on the ladder, and you ended up winning the title, and Heath Black was your coach. What did you learn off Heath Black, former AFL player? Was there much you learned off him in that year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. He's brought a lot of knowledge, and, yeah, the way he spoke and the way he obviously took training, he's obviously been to the highest level, and, yeah, he got the word across very well, and blokes just listened because he's, yeah, obviously been there and done it. So, yeah, he had a lot of respect for the playing group.
Now, probably bringing that up, when you do decide to pull up the boots, is coaching on the agenda?
Definitely. When it's time, I'd love to coach, yeah. It'd be one thing I'd love to. I help out, even just to be an assistant coach somewhere would be, always been a dream.
That sounded like your way of saying, hey, don't put me in the coach's box just yet. Calm down.
It turned your hair grey, mate, I tell you. Now, getting back to your HPL boys, as Dan was alluding to, you'd be very happy about where you're sitting and moving forward?
Yeah, we're very young, and obviously we've been playing some very good footy in the last couple of weeks, so we've, just been doing what we have to do, and, yeah, obviously the comp's so even. It's, you drop one game and you're back in the pack, and, yeah, we've definitely grown as a young group, which is good to see.
It's probably been the most even comp that I've seen around for a while. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. 2 weeks ago we lost to Boston, and we were equal third last, but equal second, and now we won the last two, and we're sitting third, so it's... you lose one and you win one, it's you're all in the pack, which is really good.
So what about this weekend? You come up against Augusta Margaret River, who they themselves have sort of been going win-loss the last couple of weeks or so. Always tough to play down at Gloucester Park.
Yeah, no, Margs are always a challenge down there. And on a Saturday night, it's always a different atmosphere. And it'd be good for the young blokes to get down there and just see what it's like to travel, obviously, every second week like they do. But I'd say, it's... if we get the win down there, it's going to put us in a strong position going into the break.
I was going to say, because all of a sudden, if you win that, you're 6-3, and you probably do start to get a little bit of a gap between those that could be Augusta Margaret River and Eton and Busselton that are trying to chase that fifth spot. So, you know, if you can do that, you sort of keep away from them, at least for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, otherwise you drop it and you're back in the pack, like you said. And, we look forward to the next week. But, yeah, look forward to going down to Margs, and, yeah, it's always a good little weekend away.
The pack's a big one.
That's great for spectators, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You go and watch some great games of footy.
Yeah, that's it. Great weekend coming up. Round 9, Saturday night, the Twilight game, Augusta Margaret River and HBL out at Gloucester Park. If you can get there for the league game, do so. Looks like the weather won't be too bad, so you won't have to worry about wearing your galoshes this weekend, Dave, which is nice to know. Wish you the best of luck this weekend. Great to have a chat to you. And obviously, a couple of weeks' time for your 200th. We wish you the very best for that game up against South Bunbury. Should all go well. Thanks for joining us on Out of Bounds.
No worries, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Out of Bounds. Triple M.